Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
Sing me.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean. Bob McLean. Bob, 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 Bob.
Yeah, that's his name.
Bob, 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 Bob,
Bob McLean.
Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
You got us
rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling. Bob McLean. Bob, 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 Bob McLean.
Hello, fellow patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week alohas to you as we enter into the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Electric Radio Program, winner for the 53rd consecutive year. I think it's 53. That's something like that. Of broadcasting's coveted, in some quarters even revered, Bobby Mack Award. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks to the Rise guys for the singing introduction as well. Here's the headline of the day from CNN. Trump is within striking distance of Biden. I got to save that headline for after the election. Maybe if they reversed it, Biden might be within striking distance of Trump. But, of course, you know, they have to sell the meme that Biden still has a commanding lead in the polls. The interesting thing is, even CNN now admits the race is close. And no wonder, you know, since Biden keeps, he's run out of feet to shoot himself in. Great to have you along as we enter into the bonus hour. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab the phone and call me using the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063, Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. To the phones we go. Let's head to Cashville and kick off this hour with Dean. Hello, Dean, and welcome to the program.
Hello, Bob. Sorry. Regarding the explosion in Lebanon.
Right.
Obviously, Nobody can say what it was. However, I thought you would be interested in a report I came across Saturday.
Okay.
So Saturday I was going through the stack of information and came across a release from the Israeli Foreign Ministry.
Uh-oh.
From July 27th, it reported a Hezbollah cell had tried to get into Israel. They had not succeeded, and Prime Minister Netanyahu had responded by telling, in a statement, by telling Iran and Lebanon that they were, quote, playing with fire. Now, does that have anything to do with the explosion? Maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is. It's curious because we know that Hezbollah has pretty much, they're one of the disparate groups there that is a player in Lebanon. It's pathetic what has happened to the people of, I mean, I'm old enough. I can remember when people referred to Beirut as the Paris of the Middle East.
Absolutely. And some of the people who have been protesting against the government, while they did not come out and tell the interviewer that they were leaving, they readily admitted that some of their people, and these are the people engaged in the political process, they readily admitted that for a lot of these people, this explosion is the last straw.
Yeah, and I could certainly understand why, with who knows how many killed. I mean, they're still picking through the rubble, trying to find the remnants of people who were killed in this explosion. Have you had a chance to see any of the video that is turning up now on Twitter and other places that actually show the explosion?
A little bit, but Bob, we already saw this. The name Texas City, Texas.
Yeah.
Where the explosion went off during after World War II.
Right.
That's the same thing. It was a ship full of ammonia nitrate.
Well, and even more recent than that, the Murrah Building, Oklahoma City.
That thought occurred to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought you'd be interested in the July 27th note from the Israelis. That's curious.
Yeah, that's interesting. And there's, of course, going to be all kinds of speculation, you know, whether it was started by the fire at the fireworks factory and then it then spread, or whether it was a bomb or missile. And we'll be fortunate if we ever discern exactly what happened there. That is interesting information,
Absolutely.
Though. I appreciate you sharing that. Thank you.
You take care, Bob.
You too, sir. Appreciate it. It's interesting because Lebanon, I mean, look, the entire Middle East is a quagmire, as we've witnessed for decades. But right now, their economy, what economy? Pretty much in shambles, what they have. The COVID-19 outbreak is rampant there. But some of this video, I mean, who was it? One of the officials over there described it as resembling like what happened at Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and it was maybe 1/20th of the power of those explosions of Fat Man and Little Boy, those two bombs dropped, to finally convince the Japanese that further resistance was futile. But holy cow, when you said, there was one video that I saw, a fellow was out on a jet ski when the bomb went off, and it blew him off the jet ski, and he goes underwater and then comes back up, and you can see the stuff raining down from the sky. And there was another video of a woman. She was doing a wedding video. It was just her. It wasn't the wedding. It was like something that she was put together to be shown at the wedding, and the explosion goes off in the background, and it's like miles away. Truly horrific what happened. Now, how about this guy at the center of the Beirut blast, this Russian? We're learning more about him, and I'll share that with you when we come right back. Bobby Mack Show here on Thursday, coming up on 6:15. Take a quick break here. Still to come in this hour, today's edition of Boneheads is also on the way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 6:20 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Quick check of the sports pages for you. You may have heard during our newscast, the coaches poll is out from USA Today. Clemson Tigers are on top. They are top ranked, number one in the poll, followed by the Ohio State Buckeyes at number two, Crimson Tide of Alabama, number three, UGA, the Georgia Bulldogs, number four, and the defending national champions, the LSU Tigers, at number five. Rounding out the top 10, number six is Oklahoma. Number seven, we are Penn State. Number eight, Florida. Number nine, Oregon. And number 10, Notre Dame, who the Tigers will visit in South Bend later in the season. University of South Carolina, not mentioned, didn't even receive a vote in the coaches poll. Two other ACC teams are in the top 25. The North Carolina Tar Heels, yay, are at number 19, and Virginia Tech is 24th. PGA Championship underway in San Francisco. Former champion from a number of years ago, Jason Day, is in the lead in the clubhouse at 5 under par, shooting 65 today. Scottie Scheffler, who is a bit of a journeyman, is in a tie for second place at 4 under par, along with Martin Kaymer, Xander Schauffele, Bud Cauley, Zach Johnson, and the two-time defending champion Brooks Koepka. Justin Rose also at 4 under, Brendan Steele at 4 under, and Mike Lorenzo Vera, who I have no idea who that, I mean, he may be one of the PGA club pros that plays in this, is also at 4 under par. Some of the other big names: Tiger Woods is at 2 under par. He shot 68 today. Let's see, who else might you be concerned with? That's nice. Big ad pops up in the middle of it. DJ Dustin Johnson shot 69 today. He is 1 under par. Let's see, who else is on here that is of interest? Patrick Reed is at 1 under as well. Kevin Streelman, also from South Carolina. No, he's not from South Carolina. He's at 1 under par. Bryson DeChambeau is at 1 under. He is still on the course. Phil Mickelson, lefty, is at 1 under as well, and he is still playing. So, there we go. 6:23 as we go back to the phones and bring in Mike, who is in Inman. Hi, Mike, and welcome to the program.
Hey, bud, how you doing today?
So far, so good.
I'm your same age. My mind went blank when I made the phone call.
There's a feeling I'm familiar with.
In my 10 years in the military, I've been to Beirut about three times, and that's one of the most beautiful cities I've ever seen in my life.
Certainly used to be.
Yes, sir. Well, tell me this. Your memory might be better than mine.
All right.
One of the guys, you know, made all these movies, and all I can think of that one that had the name Pussy Galore.
Oh, yeah, the James Bond 007 films written by Ian Fleming.
Exactly right. Do you remember the one movie that they were sitting at a bar and there was a swimming pool that was a backdrop of the bar?
Boy, there are a bunch of bar scenes. I'm sure I've seen it.
That was a long time ago. But what I was getting at, when I was in the military, I was sitting at that bar where that movie was filmed at in Beirut.
Cool.
And every time I've ever seen that flick, I said, you know something? I was 20-something years old, and I was sitting right there at that bar.
It's neat when you happen to be a place. To have been at a place that shows up in a film. There was a movie out a number of years ago that was filmed on the island of Kauai in Hawaii called 6 Days and Seven Nights, I think was the name of it. And there was a scene. Have you seen that one?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and there's a scene on the beach where there's this arch that has a hole in the center. And when it came up, it was a surprise to me because I had been right there on that beach. So, yeah, I share that feeling. It's kind of cool.
Don't it mean something to you?
Yeah, it does. It does. To have been there and then.
If you can, I'll still be listening to closing time. If you can get Miss Moneypenny to pull that up and see which one of those movies that was filmed in Beirut.
Do you know what year that was? Do you remember what year that was, Mike?
Lord, no. It had to be 67, 68, somewhere along there.
Yeah. Oh, Moneypenny has it already. The Man with the Golden Gun.
There you go.
Yeah. That was the one where Christopher Lee was the bad guy.
Exactly. And if you pull that up and you see the bar scene, where there's a swimming pool behind the bar.
Yeah.
I have sit right at that bar.
Yeah, it's a strange feeling. Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your service, and thank you for the call, sir. 26 after 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. There was a big piece today at Zero Hedge. Thus far, an official ongoing investigation by Lebanese authorities into the cause of Tuesday's Beirut port blast, now considered the largest non-military munitions explosion in history, has dubbed it severe negligence. It's now well known that over 2,500 tons of ammonium nitrate, the ultra-combustible chemical compound utilized in fertilizers and production of explosives, was allowed to sit at the port in a warehouse going back 7 years. Specifically, the president identified that it was no less than 2,750 metric tons of ammonium nitrate that detonated as it was stored unsafely, though port officials reportedly attempted to warn the government for years that it must be moved. A number of port officials have been placed under house arrest pending the investigation, because, of course, they got to pin this on somebody. The customs chief has told international media that his agency pleaded with Lebanese courts and high government officials to order the chemical removed. He says the request for urgent removal was made 6 times to the judiciary over the years, and all were denied. This did not happen, he said. The end result, after the dangerous chemical, which is the same used in the deadly 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, that's the one that I referenced, the Murrah Building, was stored there since 2013, also in undiluted form, was the most destructive blast in Lebanese history. God, I would hope so. killing over 135 people and injuring more than 5,000. Not to mention an estimated $3 billion in damage. And I heard later today, this afternoon, I heard a news report. They're now saying it was in excess of $10 billion in damage. Legal documents, court correspondence, and statements by public officials now trying to pass the buck shed light on the operation of the port, which has been dogged by allegations of widespread bribery and controlled in large measure by the militant Hezbollah group, the Washington Post reported. And the almost unbelievable story of how the explosive substance got there has emerged. It's centered on a derelict and leaking vessel leased by a Russian businessman living in Cyprus. In 2013, the man identified as Igor Grachushkin was paid $1 million to transport the high-density ammonium nitrate to the port of Beira in Mozambique. That's when the ship, named the Rosas, left the Black Sea port in Georgia. But amid mutiny by an unpaid crew, a hole in the ship's hull, and constant legal troubles, the ship never made it. Instead, it entered the port of Beirut, where it was impounded by Lebanese authorities for severe safety issues, during which time the ammonium nitrate was transferred off the boat and the largely Ukrainian crew was prevented from disembarking, leading to a brief international crisis among countries as Kiev sought the safe return of its nationals. There's more on this guy behind this stuff being there in the first place. We'll share that with you on the other side. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show, Thursday edition, right back after the news here in the bonus hour on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. The closing minutes of the bonus hour here on this Thursday evening as we get ready to wrap up the work week tomorrow with the Friday free-for-all. So we know now that this Igor Grachushkin, believed to still be living in Cyprus, apparently was the middleman in this deal that ended up going south. The crew didn't get paid. They mutinied. The vessel had a hole in it. And so apparently was just docked there in Beirut and simply abandoned the subpar vessel. He had actually leased it, and he was never heard from again. According to a damning legal brief at the time, the vessel was abandoned by her owners after charterers and cargo concern lost interest in the cargo. The vessel quickly ran out of stores, bunker, and provisions. The ammonium nitrate was supposed to be auctioned off, but this never happened, apparently exasperated customs and dock officials, even suggested Lebanese farmers could simply spread it across their fields for a good crop yield, but not even this simple solution was heeded, nor were proposals to give it to the Lebanese army. From the Siberian Times, the crew, 8 Ukrainian and 2 Russian men, was forced to stay on board of the vessel while the owner, Gorechuskin character, declared himself bankrupt and abandoned the ship. Lebanese authorities agreed to let 6 out of 10 sailors leave the country. Others were left stranded on the ship for almost a year. Instead, the deadly substance languished at the port, and the Rosus, that's the name of the ship, R-H-O-S-U-S, sank in the harbor years later. The last crew members weren't allowed to leave the ship and return home until August 2014. Gorechuskin may have paid for their return tickets at the time. Washington Post reports, owing to the risks associated with retaining the ammonium nitrate on board the vessel, the port authorities discharged the cargo onto the port's warehouses. Lawyers acting on behalf of creditors wrote in 2015, the vessel and cargo remain to date in port, awaiting auctioning and/or proper disposal. Isn't it ironic if they just left it on the ship and it ended up sinking? Problem solved. Then later, more warnings, which apparently are in writing in legal documents, in view of the serious danger posed by keeping this shipment in the warehouses in an inappropriate climate, Shafiq Marai, the director of Lebanese Customs, wrote in May 4 years ago, we repeat our request to demand the maritime agency to re-export the materials immediately. Amazingly, even lawyers who had represented the effectively abandoned crew of the ship, which Ukrainian media at the time said were hostages of the Lebanese government, while it had been detained at port, warned Lebanese government officials that the sensitive cargo was in danger of sinking or blowing up at any moment. Yet, the series of warnings went unheeded for years amid a notoriously corrupt and inept Lebanese system. Meantime, the fate of the man originally at the center of the saga, whose decision to simply abandon the leaky ammonium nitrate-laden ship in the first place, remains something of a mystery and is now largely being overlooked in international media reports. Strangely, it doesn't even appear that Lebanese law enforcement is eager to talk to him just yet. Cypriot media is saying Igor Gorechuskin is not a Cypriot passport holder, but is indeed residing there on Cyprus. Local authorities have indicated they are ready to bring him in for questioning, but they haven't received a request either from Lebanese authorities or Interpol. Cypriot police spokesman Christos Andreou announced today, we have already contacted Interpol Beirut and expressed our readiness to provide them with any assistance they need if and when our assistance is requested. So far, a few scant details have emerged via a Russia-based English-language publication called the Siberian Times, which I quoted earlier. It's also included what it says is the first photograph that has emerged of Gorechuskin. He is a 30-ish guy who's shown sitting on a motorcycle. The publication reports the following details. The owner of the ship, Igor Gorechuskin, effectively abandoned the ship and the remaining crew. He is not providing us with money. He completely deprived us of all means of communication. He told us that he went bankrupt And while I don't believe him, the most important thing is that he gave up on both the people and the cargo, wrote the ship's captain, Boris Prokoshev, back in June 2014 in a desperate plea to international organizations, diplomats, authorities of Ukraine, and the authorities of the port of Beirut to release them. Igor Grachushkin reported to still be residing in Cyprus with his wife. The Daily Mail, that's the London tabloid, has since republished the photographs of Grachushkin and his wife, writing that the Russian businessman currently lives in Cyprus with his wife Irina, has been accused of abandoning the ship in Beirut, loaded with the lethal cargo. Given that Lebanese officials are now decrying a crime against humanity in having stored the deadly cargo at the port in the first place, one would think Grachushkin would at least be a subject of the investigation, along with whatever top Lebanese officials willfully ignored the ticking time bomb in their midst. And, of course, as you might imagine, the rumor mill is already grinding exceedingly fine. It was something the Israelis were behind. It was something Hezbollah was behind. It was an unknown bad actor. It was an attack by one missile. It was an attack by multiple missiles. It blew up as a result of the fire in the fireworks factory. Who knows? One thing is for sure, it was a disaster of mammoth proportion. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we get ready to wrap things up. Today's edition of Boneheads comes up next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. Closing minutes here on Thursday, which means we have just enough time to squeeze in today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Thank you, Singers. Appreciate that. Well, as I can tell you, sadly, from personal experience, I won't ask about Miss Moneypenny. There are all kinds of downsides to being overserved, also known as getting drunk. Things like trying to drive, trying to walk, passing out. Fortunately, I don't think either Moneypenny or myself has ever been quite in this condition. A guy that was so drunk.
How drunk was he?
He took two bites out of what he thought was a pear. It wasn't.
This tastes bad. Ew. This is not a pear.
It's a potato.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty drunk.
Now, I used to eat raw potatoes not drunk.
Oh,
I like the way they taste.
Well, he didn't much care for it. People online are making fun of a mayor in Brazil. He is catching heat for claiming that something called rectal ozone therapy. No, I not only have no idea what that is, I don't even care to speculate, is an effective treatment for the COVID-19 virus. But remember the words of Chris Farley from the movie Black Sheep.
Rectum damn near killed him.
And we'll have to do a little more research, I guess, into rectal ozone therapy, or maybe not. And here is our virtue-signaling musician of the day, former Dokken guitarist George Dokken. Lynch. Did I pronounce that wrong, Moneypenny?
Dokken.
Dokken, yeah, that's what I meant to say. Former Dokken guitarist George Lynch started his own band back in 1989. He called it Lynch Mob, but now, no, it's got to go.
The name itself, of course, has always been problematic. Now it's inexcusable to keep the name. So I'm not going to tour anymore with that name or put out any more records with that name.
Yeah. So how are people going to know it's you? remains to be seen, but George, I guess, is working on that. Do you have a Peloton there, by the way, as well, Moneypenny?
Yes.
That's a good thing, because today's edition of Boneheads in the News is brought to you by Peloton Homeschool. You know, there's so much talk about homeschooling as we get ready for school to go back in the fall. You know, kids just need the right motivation, something to step up their game.
Finally, an answer to schooling your children during the pandemic. Get ready for Peloton Homeschool.
Are you ready to do this?
The company that's redefining fitness is now redefining education.
My son, Logan, will not be deprived of the full classroom experience.
With Peloton Homeschool, your child will not only be in the best shape of his life.
Okay, son, get on the machine. Let's do this!
He'll also learn from some of the top instructors live with thousands of other kids all over the world.
Find yourself! Where are you right now, fourth graders, mentally, physically, emotionally? Because we're about to get into simple division.
Step it up, Logan. You've got this.
Clip in and let's go!
Peloton Homeschool.
Get ready to turn that knob to the right, because these multiplication tables are about to get harder.
Together, we're teaching and exercising like never before.
That's my boy!
So, coming soon, or maybe not, the Peloton Homeschool. Although, I have my doubts about the ability of Common Core Math and Peloton to successfully coexist. We'll see. In on the text line, Bobby, a similar explosion occurred in Galveston. The end of World War II was the largest non-military explosion at the time. And what was the cargo? Ammonium nitrate. Bobby, I think this guy is a Russian front man for some intel service. There's always a guy like him in Beirut. FSB, SVR, GRU. Yeah, one of those alphabet groups. That's it for today. Thanks so much for being along. We wrap up the week tomorrow. God bless.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
Who was that masked man anyways?
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep, I wonder who he was.
Beats me.
Who does?
The masked man.
The masked man beats you?
Yep.
I wonder how all this would sound on instant replay.
I don't know, why don't you try it?
Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.